And welcome back to Hour 2 of Rosie on the House on this Super Weekend Edition.
You are entering a world of epic showdowns. It all started over 26 years ago when Rosie Romero, a new breed of radio man, took to the airwaves. With years of experience in the trenches remodeling Arizona homes, he honed his skills to bring you, the homeowner, the best advice in the field.
The texture's what's hurting you the most, and it's what's going to help you the most.
Let's bring wood into the conversation.
The wooden doors are going to be pretty simple. We can get what's called a flush bolt.
This weekend, it's another epic battle. Cost versus value in remodeling projects. So hit the phones hard and we'll up your game. It's Rosie on the House. 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
And hopefully, if you've been listening to the show on a regular basis, you've got your home in condition where you can kind of back down, back off, and enjoy the big game and all the other festivities that are going in, out, and about and around the entire state of Arizona. We are a busy little state right now.
But don't let that stop you or make you embarrassed if you're laying in bed and you've got a little drip, drip, drip on your head from a roof leak. Give us a call, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We're here to take calls from Arizona homeowners about anything and everything on their house, home, castle, or cabin.
Absolutely, on this big Super Weekend Edition. Now, if you have had any rain damage or storm damage from this storm, I was coming home from Carefree last night, coming down Pima Road, and saw a caravan of ServPro trucks going down the road. If you have...
They probably weren't coming back from the trip.
They were all running together, I'll tell you. ServPro Scottsdale running right down Pima Road. If you have had any damage, I would appreciate it if you would get to rosieonthehouse.com. Don't just call anybody. Don't take a chance. Don't risk it. Find the ServPro franchisee operator operating in your neighborhood. The entire state is covered with 18 ServPro owners, and they can get you taken care of in this kind of a weather situation. So the big game.
The big game. What are we doing tomorrow? Just hanging out at home, I think.
I think so. We have three grandchildren that have been living in our home for the last 3 weeks. That's been fun. We fly them home today.
I'll be crying tomorrow.
I'll be sleeping and crying.
and crying and sleeping. So I was looking, well, for one thing, going to the game was not an option. Did you see the price of tickets?
I went on StubHub this morning, and you can still get tickets for under $10,000.
Yeah, so we are watching the game at home. I saw some for $30,000. Oh, you found one this morning for $50,000.
There's one down on the bottom low level of the bleachers. But tucked in the very pie wedge corner of the end zone, $49,000.
I have better things to do with my money. Thank
Hello.
You very much. Yes. So just thinking about staying home, I thought, well, what is everybody eating? So I Googled what the top 10 foods are for eating.
Let me guess. Celery and carrots.
Not just regular.
Celery and carrots with ranch dressing.
For during the game.
What now?
This is specific to the game, top 10 generic.
This is for the Super Bowl game. What are people eating? What do they like to eat? Top food was avocados. Hmm? We will eat 80 million avocados. That's enough to fill a football field 12 feet deep.
I wonder how they – now, I like splitting an avocado, removing the pit, and just sprinkling a little Tony Sacheres over the top.
Well, I imagine most of it's guacamole.
And spooning it out. I like it. I just like half a wok with a little Tony's on it.
I like the...
How do you like it?
Generally speaking, it's sliced on either a fajita or a cheeseburger.
Mm-hmm.
I usually don't eat it just by itself, but I have. And I love the guacamole. You a third of sour cream. Like if you've got three avocados, you put a third of sour cream, dump a bunch of Tony's, mix it up, maybe chop some tomatoes in it.
Green chilies.
Tabasco.
Onion. Yeah.
Little lemon.
But it's good just by itself, mashed up with a little.
Now, is this avocados, is this in the region it's the number one food or in the country?
This is in the country.
In the country, really? Okay, that surprised me. I would have guessed.
Well, this one won't surprise you.
I would have guessed potato chips.
I do want to see, of that avocado consumption is like 80% of it in the Southwest?
I don't know. I didn't break it down regionally. But this one will not surprise you. 325 million gallons of beer.
How much?
325 million gallons. That's enough to...
325 million
That's enough gallons. To fill an Olympic swimming pool 1,900 times.
Wow.
And here's one for you. Wings. Wings are big.
Wings.
Everybody's got to have some wings. Wings. MR wings. There's enough sold. Well, it's actually 1.23 billion wings sold. And they will, that's enough to circle the Earth twice or make it a quarter way to the moon.
My goodness. Holy cow.
The other popular things, of course, are chips, soda, pizza, and popcorn.
Not a good day to be a chicken.
But I have something to say about those foods. No.
Super Bowl weekend to a chicken is like Thanksgiving to a turkey.
Only the baby chickens, though. Only the real little ones.
Oh, man.
Well, and the average calorie intake is about 3,000 calories on Super Bowl, which would take 2 hours of jogging to work out.
That's it?
That surprised me.
2 hours of jogging for 3,000
calories? I would have guessed higher
calories. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. That jogging was for 1,200 calories. You're right. Yeah. You're right.
Okay.
So anyway, if I'm going to eat those kind of calories, I'm going to eat some good food.
5 hours of jogging.
Yeah. Yeah. Spend the next day jogging.
Can I jog now up until the game starts? And that count?
It all counts.
I don't know if you can pre-burn calories. I don't know if it stores that way. But you know what? Right on our website, we still have up the 2014 Holiday Cookbook. And it is full of recipes that are a lot better eating than all that stuff. We have our mock shoe, our dirty rice and rotisserie chicken. We have muffaladas. Now, that's a good sandwich.
That's a good sandwich.
We have gumbo. And you know what? This weather's so great. You can eat all these things. This is all good eating for this weather.
Yeah. Boy, the Super Bowl scored a great weather day. Barrett Jackson scored a great weather day. I would say Phoenix Open missed out this year.
That was some disappointed people.
They've had some beautiful weekends over the last few years. But boy, this one was a little wet. They'll have a nice finish to tomorrow, I think.
We know a little gal who was working one of the tents on Thursday. Her tip after an 8-hour shift, $4.
What?
There was nobody out there.
Ouch.
Oh.
Ouch. That's funny because all you hear on the news is record-breaking attendance.
Well, not in her tent.
Yeah.
Was she in the parking lot?
I don't know. You'd think they'd be in there more, though, if it's raining, right?
Right. Interesting.
So there you go. A little trivia. If you want to turn your Super Bowl party into something a little extra, get to RosieOnTheHouse.com, get to the holiday recipe section, and fix something that will make your party remembered.
So a lot going on in Arizona and around Phoenix this weekend. I talked to a gentleman yesterday, Jay Ladd of Elgin Nurseries, had a friend who was trying to get here from Portland, who has been on and off the plane multiple times because Sky Harbor was so overbooked. They weren't sure that they could get the plane landed coming out of Portland.
Interesting.
So this is kind of like New Orleans at Mardi Gras. I think the locals are just about done. They're ready. They're getting out of town while all this chaos is going on. And I think there's a lot of people ready for life as usual here come next week.
Yeah, you can't win. It's on both sides of town.
Yeah, they said, I heard on the news, on the KTAR news yesterday, that Monday will be the most trafficked in one day that Phoenix Harbor will have in one day ever. Like any Christmas, any busiest day in history of the airport, supposed to be on Monday.
Wow. All right.
Well, if you're spending $8,000 for the cheapest ticket, aren't you flying a porn? Exactly.
Yeah.
Have you seen
private jet?
When you drive by the Scottsdale Airport, it's just a sea of little private planes. They are beautiful.
All right. So we're here talking Super Bowl on the Super Weekend edition of Rosie on the House. We're talking home improvement, and we come every single Saturday morning for 3 hours to visit with you, the Arizona homeowner, to see if we can answer your questions about home improvement and home remodeling. If you have a project you'd like to tackle or are in the middle of tackling, now would be a great time to get online. Ring this number, 1-888-767-4348. And sweet Jennifer, my wife, will pick up the phone, find out where you're calling from, your name and your question. We'll get you on air and answer it with our 50 years of Arizona building and remodeling experience and put it to work for you, the Arizona homeowner.
Taking a look at our digital newsroom, we're going to start off with a lot of testimonials of our certified partners between you, the listener, and our certified partners that have gone through extensive screening. You help keep this program possible for now the 27th year of broadcast. S, that's all he put his name at, just S period. So we'll call him Sam for all intents and purposes. Okay. Writes in and says, here's a testimonial for Babcock Plumbing. I hired them to replace my polybutylene piping. So, you know, that's an extensive process, replacing all the water lines. But he said, at the end of the day, I'll never call another plumber. So we appreciate that feedback.
And you could say that about all the plumbers in our network. You really could.
Julie writes in and says, not a question. I just want to let you know, A, Authentic did an excellent job. My spring broke, couldn't get out. They were here, polite, professional, and I was on my way before I knew it.
Overhead garage door that didn't work, and they operate statewide as well. So
Larry writes in and says, used Integrity Air Conditioning and Heating. Never use anyone else. That's, you know, a name like Integrity, that's what you'd expect. But, you know, it's good to hear that, confirmation of that. Patrick just completed a successful pool project with Posterinos. You know this is after Tom's retired, because it's a compliment.
Oh,
I'm teasing Tom. I know he's sitting there listening with his coffee. I just had to give him a hard time. Maybe spit a little through his nose. Posterino pools. And then Pete writes in, says, I'll never use anyone that's not on your website. I've used Ben Franklin, Arizona Painting Company, and Rias. All great.
Very good. So wherever you live in Arizona, in particular, we've got the network established in the Phoenix, Maricopa County greater area. We've got it in the Tucson area, and we're trying to grow it in the Yavapai and Coconino County areas. And we also have the Casa Grande. We call it the Casa Grande Connection, because we had years of people saying, you know, Rosie, your certified partners in Phoenix won't come down to Casa Grande. Your certified partners in Tucson won't come up to Casa Grande. We're kind of like in Pinal County, no man's land. Well, we fixed that a few years ago, so wherever you are there, you can find whoever you need right there at RosieOnTheHouse.com.